What it do, what it do. It's the new in the building. Oh, it's raining. I ain't never seen the parking lot of my job clear. I came outside of work, everybody's outside talking, enjoying themselves. It started to rain, everybody went home. Ain't that about something? Look at God, look how it worked. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Kyle Rittenhouse, the Kenosha shooter. A few months ago, there was a protest turned riot in Illinois / Wisconsin area. Illinois area. Kyle went and got an illegal firearm that he was not old enough to have in his possession. He crossed state lines, three cities, and shot and killed two people. And now he's on trial for murder, and they're about to let him walk. And that's right, you guessed it, Kyle White. America does not believe that white kids are bad and evil. They don't. They don't. This boy left his house, went and got a gun that he was not legally able to possess or have due to his age. Crossed three different cities, crossed state lines to go shoot at people who were protesting because he was scared for his life. What he was doing, he's in the courtroom crying that he was scared. You left your house, bro. You left your house to partake in this, and the police was right there shaking your hand. Oh, it's okay, man, you're on our side, doing all this goofball stuff, and he killed somebody. Now this is gonna happen. He's gonna win the court case. He's gonna win the court case. Gonna win the criminal charge. He's gonna win. They're gonna find him not guilty. The family then is going to go back and sue him civilly. He's gonna lose. And he's gonna owe a lot of money. Every money they thought they saved, they're gonna have to pay. How do I know? Because it's what America always does. Dylan, the boy that killed the South Carolina, North Carolina church people. Killed all them, right? Criminally, he ain't even been charged with nothing, right? Well, he's been charged in jail. But the trial isn't over. Civilly, the government has already paid those people and their families over $50 million. This is what we do. Okay? Don't let white people. Don't. I don't even know why this is even a case. They do not believe in sacrificing white people. They don't believe in sacrificing white people. They're white and they commit a crime, they're innocent all the time. Okay? Only reason why George Floyd's killer got that charge, because he's the only one out of all four officers, the only one. And it was like he was made an example. And he's feeling hits. Even though he's dead brown. Y'all don't want to admit to it. America's always been okay with killing, spilling the blood of black people. Always okay with it. It's always okay. It's always been just, doesn't matter. A black person can get killed by the police, and it's 101,000. Well, if he just would have complied. Well, if he wouldn't have been outside. Well, he wasn't breathing air. He didn't have a car. It's always 101 excuses. Whenever somebody Caucasian does it, especially young, does it, crazy. The Aubrey case, black dude that was jogging that got shot by the three white men. Somebody could have gone break. Somebody don't want to go to jail. They don't understand it at all. Somebody don't want to go to jail. Somebody's going to jail. And that's why they got all three defendants have three different lawyers. Somebody went to jail. Somebody like, hey man, look, it is what it is. Somebody going to jail. They don't pay out civil. Y'all all got all this. It's like, what kills me is we broke as a country. Turkeys last year was $22. This year, they $56. I get it, Fat Joe. Yesterday's price is not today's price. I get that part. But that's crazy. But we got all this money, all these money to protect these killers. Just go ahead, let them get that criminal charge out. Don't let nobody sue civil. Okay? They give stop making taxpayers pay for this thing. Okay? Breonna Taylor's killers, cop killers are still out free, running amok on vacation. Isaiah's killers still out on the loose, running amok. They just can't be a cop where they at. They started to treat cops like the Catholic Church chief priests. Oh, you molest boys over here, you can't molest boys over here, you're gonna move somewhere else. That's how they doing these police officers. It's kinda sad. Other news, I gave a shout out to DJ Academics. I've never liked him. To him, honestly. He's never been a dude like, DJ Academics is so cool. Like, his blogs are so awesome. I've never been that guy, I've never been a fan of him. He's been penis eggplant writing for Tekashi 6ix9ine for the last forever. And it's devastating. But I had to give him his props. I had to give him some okayanisms because he did something that I thought was obvious. And like, sometimes you talk to a person and they don't know. They don't know that they breath stink. They don't know that they got mismatched socks on. They know that they colorblind. They don't know it. And sometimes you gotta be in. He explained to Brittany Rainer that she was the phenomenalist side chick ever. No, I was the main chick. No, never main chick. The one dude that wanted to make you a main chick, you broke up after you had the baby. Big set of sexual predator, pedophile, women sense. It's crazy. He told Brittany Rainer everything. He's like, you shit everybody wants to sleep with, nobody wants to cover. You wrote a whole book of how you was swallowing eggplant juices 4 times before lunch. That's amazing. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't like her, but like that one key thing makes me like her. I know. I know. I'm just being honest. That was amazing to hear. Like, wow. That's what we do. That's what we do with our spare time. Other news, Travis Scott is under scrutiny and fired. He had his annual Astroworld Festival. Tragically, 8 people died. Being blamed because people were trying to stop the show during his show and he didn't stop it. I'm gonna tell you this, I stand behind Travis Scott. I don't blame him. He's a performer, he's an artist, he's a headliner. This is his event, his venue. It's not his job to go through the specifics of who's in charge of security, who's in a mosh pit, who's alive. Okay. One of the people that got injured in there was an 8-year-old boy. Who takes their 8-year-old kid to a mosh pit event? Just like, why? just why? What were you thinking? Like, oh, I know what spells great parenting. Mosh pit. Yeah, no. I've been to concerts since I was 10. I would never take my daughter to a concert until they're at least about teenagers. It's dangerous, man. You don't know who's there. You don't know who's high. You don't know what drugs they on. Who had too much to drink. People get belligerent. People get rowdy. People get rude. Not having my kid around there. And everybody wants to blame Travis Scott. I think they trying to do this, you know, this and getting after Dave Chappelle for a number of reasons. The U.S. U.S. United States of America is itself the United States government. Went to court again by the UN. The UN has a private panel of people to investigate humanity laws that are being broken by certain countries. America has been to this court and lost. I remind you, this panel was created in the mid-60s, late 60s, early 70s. Since the 70s, America has been accused of crimes against humanity, against indigenous and black and brown people, and they have lost multiple times. Imagine that. That doesn't really mean that, because there's no reparations. The ideal of that disappeared. Has anybody seen Vice President Kamala Harris by chance? Anybody seen it? Just on the X Show. I ain't seen it. But back to Travis Scott. I don't blame Travis Scott at all. I think it's sad that he's going through this. It's sad that he got his career. Side note, I can't name 5 songs he's made. He's a future artist. He's been on a lot of Drake tracks. Like a lot of Drake songs I like. The one off the new album, I've been losing friends and finding peace. Fair Trade, that's the name of the song. He's on it. Sicko Mode. He's on that song. Yeah. Individually, I've never heard a song. He's big, I guess, in Cali, West Coast, in southern states like Texas and Arizona. But no. Side note, watch video from the fights that they released from the Astro Red Festival. Nobody black. The little boy that got hurt, his father was black. His father passed out, had him on his shoulders, the little boy got trampled. But the fights I saw, nobody black. I was like, imagine that. When they bust down the barricade to get in there, again, I saw nobody black. But this black man is man, so it's his fault. And I get it. You know, you gotta blame the boss. You gotta blame the one that got the most money in this situation. But I don't. In my town, there is a young lady who a couple months ago lost all 5 of her children. Now she's being charged with their death. Being questioned and charged with the death of her children. As a parent, I'm hurt and I'm sad. This is happening. As the content creator, I don't feel bad for it.
I don't.
I really don't. Because now we're hearing Miss Calabrese's third. First story we heard was she left all her children there with her grandparents, with her parents, and she went to go get her boyfriend. That was the first story. All right. Second story we're hearing now is now she went out, it was her birthday, and she went out with friends, and she left someone there to watch all 5 children. And, you know, when the fire started, they ran, but then go get the kids. Not making the stories just not making no sense every time we hear. But I'm saying I don't feel bad because it's like, at what point do you not prioritize your kids? Like, I don't understand how people put parties over priorities. There's no sense in you planning for a party or doing something and you're 2 months behind on your rent. Are you not on schedule on time with your phone bill? Or your car is not up to code? Or none of that. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You have priorities and bills and responsibilities. You're not effectively being an adult, let alone being an effective parent. And you're worried about going to party. Oh, she had 5 kids. She was stressed out. She slept with somebody 5 times. Okay? Slept with somebody 5 times, so therefore she made a conscious decision to get somebody some sex. She made a conscious decision. Apparently there wasn't up for the challenge of being a parent. Nobody wanted to step up, or our baby daddy wanted to help. It did something. All right, even if you're in a relationship and you gotta go get your man some work, you gotta prioritize how you gonna do. There's no excuse for the babies at home unsupervised. It's no excuse. My kids automatically are correct. That's legal. You can't leave them here. I'm coming with you. And I'll take I've had to make quick runs. Come on. You know? Stay in the car. Okay? In case daddy doesn't come back, use this phone, call for help. Okay? I'm doing that. I'm not leaving him in an unsupervised situation. Okay? Daddy's going right here to this door. Alright? Come on here. Okay? You might hear a loud bang. Cover your ears and don't get no blood. Like, that has had never been a conversation. I'm just saying, at what point do we prioritize being better for your children? Don't feel bad for them. I'm trying to feel less and less worse than bad for females every day. Me and my aunt almost got into it on Facebook because I posted something. This one dude on TikTok, black women, she's on this whole feminist thing. Black men really don't like black women. Not true. I get what a lot of women be saying, and I get some of y'all just like bums. I'm gonna be honest with you. Y'all like toxic, unintelligent, unemotionally connected bums.
I get it. It's okay.
Everybody has their choices. Okay? I'm just saying, I shoot nothing to Mac Rib, even though it's back in style. It's my choice. But come to y'all and y'all saying this crazy, there's a lot of dudes that do like y'all. Y'all paying attention. It's a lot of females like, oh man, you don't like me, you don't like me. It's a dude that like you, you don't like him. Dude that you want, it's somebody you want and you can't have what you want. Now you on this, it's unfair. Oh, woe is me crap. You stupid. But that's women though, because women believe they're the prize, they believe they're the option. And so forth. Now, girl tried to hit me with this, and I ain't gonna even lie, I've already hit women back with it, but now I got more males doing it. Girl hit me with the man who finds a wife, finds a good thing. I said true. You know who said that in the Bible? Well, nah, it's just a script. No. Somebody important in the Bible said that. And you know what he said? You know why he said that? Because he had 400 wives. Any man that has more than 100 anything is going to say, hey, man, this is it. So since I find a good thing, you cool with me having 399 other women besides you?
No.
Nah, that ain't no. If you're going to use the scripture, use the whole scripture. Stop taking picks and pieces of what you want. A little minute, unimportant point across. Not doing it. I'm starting to feel a lot of bad because a lot of women, y'all feel entitled too much and do too little. Nah, I get it. It's a lot of dudes do the same thing. That's true. But see, kill that. Because there's a lot of dudes putting in work out here. Paying bills, being a father, being a stepfather. Shoot, if your kids look up to another dude more than they do their father, or their daddy never stepped up and the dude stepped up, you're supposed to be worshiping that man. Let's be honest. Let's be cool. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it no more. I've been sugarcoating him that same situation for 11 years. You're supposed to be worshiping that dude. Like he should never have like questions of sex or nothing. He should be satisfied. He is doing the work. He's doing the work, ladies. What are y'all doing? Nothing. Nothing at all. Sad. God, that's what you feel like somebody owes you. You should have married me. But you ain't never seen. Some men don't want to get married because they ain't already had, they got buyer's remorse. They ain't trying to live it because they already in a remorseful situation when it comes to you as it is. They try to hear that. And I don't blame them. That's crazy. This is so much. The tribunal thing. Lost 15 cases. 15 cases since the 70s. Like, that's like what? 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s. That's like damn near like two a year. Two a decade. do a decade. Come on, man. You have to do better. Horrible. Horrible. In America, if I make more money per hour, why is my check little? I just want to just explain it to me. Why is my check little? I'm confused. I went up in pay to take home less money. Stop it. This is just the dumbest thing. Paying taxes, okay? I'm paying taxes. I barely can afford to eat. Jeff Bezos has more money than a man can do. Don't pay no taxes. Like, really? This makes sense to y'all. This makes sense to y'all. That makes sense. Jeff Bezos is amazing. Side note, hey Bezos, don't put Terry Crews in no more of your commercials, okay? Please don't. That made me want to take away my Prime membership. I ain't gonna even cap right now. I was ready to take away my Prime membership. Got Terry Crews, old goofball ass, in the Amazon employee commercial. Now, I've seen Amazon employees. Nobody look like that are happy to be there like that. If you got an employee that's that happy to be there and like that, get them drug tested immediately. Just telling you right now. Okay? He is doing cocaine on his lunch break. Okay? And power napping. Not my place to wake up Earl from his power nap. Okay, I'm tired of waking up Earl on his power nap because I'm tired. I don't care about that no more, Earl. I don't. Leave me alone. Do something with your life. Go ahead, young blood. Go ahead and put that little time thing on your phone, man. Catch me a couple cheese right now. Earl made me some macaroni and cheese. So when I get out of work, I'm gonna fix her macaroni and cheese. Yeah. With some Teddy Pendergrass. I ain't got time for that. I don't. Go on somewhere, Earl. I'm trying to hear you. Anyway, y'all been good. Y'all be safe. I love y'all. Be easy. What it do, favorite fat boy, Mr. Blue in the building. Off to the rat races. I gotta go in today. So, let's talk. I created a video. Okay. The video is 8 minutes long. Out of the 8 minutes of it, only about a minute is just me talking. About a minute. Okay. There's like 7 minutes long. The rest of it is memes, clips, and I think an expert from D.L. Hughley's video talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse chart. Okay. In the title, I said Kyle Rittenhouse is going to walk and go home safely because he's white in America. We have seen this happen 1,001 times. America will let a white person kill and nothing happens. We've seen this 1,001 times. There's nothing different. But this trial and the RP trial, oh God, the justice system is a joke. When it comes to these shootings, of police officers, or come to these shootings of black people getting shot, getting murdered. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial, he shot somebody that was over a protest of a black person getting shot. The person he shot when he wasn't even black. One of them wasn't. The person he killed wasn't black. So that's, we know that they're gonna take it to civil trial and he's gonna lose the civil trial. But the craziness of this whole situation, craziness, Kyle Rittenhouse. The judge dismissed the dangerous weapon charge. There's no way, and there's no way, no person of color, period. I'm talking about black, brown, Asian, walk out their house with an AR-15, an assault rifle, for any purpose. I don't even care if he was taking it back to Walmart and it was unloaded, and not get flagged, arrested, and or shot, and killed. It's not possible. Okay? Tamara Race got killed for a toy gun. Kyle Rittenhouse, 17-year-old, walked right by the police with a loaded assault rifle. So, my video got shut down. My video's still up on Instagram. Follow me, Mr. Blue720. It's up there. This whole justice system is a mockery. It's design is bleached. Works great for whites, but it destroys colors. That's what the justice system is. Point blank, period. You're not getting around it. Kyle Rittenhouse is supposed to be, He's supposed to be making an example. Him, Dylan Roofin, all these little white kids are supposed to be making an example. Okay? We ain't learned nothing from y'all. I'm telling you the truth. Y'all have learned nothing from Columbine. That is sad. Y'all have learned nothing from the Matt Stone, Trey Parker, South Park era. Y'all have learned nothing. Y'all keep letting these white kids get out here and kill with no consequences or not severe enough consequences. So what they in jail? Who pays for jail? Taxpayers. They didn't learn nothing from the George Floyd slaying. Cop got like, what, 18, 20 years? Like, wasted about $35 million of the city's time. I don't even understand why it was a trial. We got it on videotape of you doing it. We got Kyle Rittenhouse on footage, shooting footage, being praised a hero. He ain't fighting no terrorists. He ain't fighting nobody that was committing crimes that deserved to be shot. How was he a hero? He was labeled an American hero. Who he fighting? This is explanatory. No, there's no. The problem with this whole thing is, and this is why we have to keep. This is why the whole radical race theory stuff is not being taught. And to be honest, it was never taught in race school. It was taught in college. Graduate school is that. It was taught in a lot of these law firms, lawyer colleges, Harvard, Strasbourg, Yale. It was taught in these colleges to help them understand. Have a black client, you gotta have to put in the work. That's all of it. That's the thing we're trying to teach them. And then some of that trickle down to the regular college level. Some of that trickle down to the regular high school level. Here's the crazy part about it. It's common sense. It's like, look at history. It ain't like none of this is new information. This is new information. You know what happened when she took police cars? Travis, black. To the education setting, and then when you get to the education setting, now people learning this knowledge feel bad. They feel like they feel the opposite of how black people have felt. Black people hate their skin, do everything they eat because they've been told that black is brown, black and brown is bad. Like people have been taught that white is good. Now they feel like, I don't want the skin, they feel sad. So instead of correcting the problem, we're just not going to let that information come out. That's the policy. We're not going to fix the situation. We're just going to change how you perceive the knowledge. Problems are always going to be that racism is never going to go. No one wants to change. No one wants to fix the problem. No one wants to fix the problem. That's the meat and potatoes of the situation. Wants to fix problems. Nobody in power wants to level the playing field. That's all it is. Level the playing field. Okay. Let alone, like this. Like, let me tell you a crazy thing. Today, let me see how much y'all need to learn how recent this podcast is. Young Dolph was shot and killed in Memphis. And a lot of people feel bad. A lot of people. Some of us, when I'm walking out the house, with my kids on. So her friend, somebody, so much crazy. It's not crazy. I'm telling you this, I don't even feel bad for the situation. Okay? I'm not a heartless person. I'm saying I don't feel bad. How many times you gonna get shot at? How many times you gonna go to the same city that you grew up in, knowing cats don't like you, and keep interacting with people and keep thinking one of these bullets ain't gonna end your life? Move around, bro. You got the money. You done made millions. Move around. Like, just move. Go. Go somewhere. Like, I don't get it. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be there. And yet you choosing to be there. Of course he got shot. Of course you got killed. Keep going to the same block. Keep going to the same places that you know these people don't want you to be at. People don't even, you know they don't like you. you know they don't like you. You know they mad that you came out the mud. You know they can't stand the fact that you was in the same class as them. You went to the same school, same streets, okay? Y'all sold drugs to the same people. You came out on top. You did something different with your money. They bought drugs and did drugs. They bought cars and crashed them. You bought studio equipment and rap and had the whole city plugging you up. Now you the bad guy. I'm not feeling bad for that. You knew what it was. Move your ass around. You got $100 million, bro. You don't want to leave, huh? Your mama don't want to leave. Leave your mama. Be loyal to yourself. When you start getting this money, be loyal to you. Forget that being loyal to the town. If you move to another town, you still going to be loyal to Memphis, bro. You still repping Memphis. You staying there did nothing better for Memphis. It did nothing. Move, take your ass on and go somewhere, bro. Y'all sad. I'm mad. It's totally different. Could have had a whole different outlook on the situation. Could have did something totally different with your life. But you chose to stay around in the same vicinity of these dudes you know that don't like you. Let that make sense. Yeah. Somebody please tell the Lakers to put Westbrook on the bench. Other than that, I just had to get that off my chest. I just had to. Because it just bothered me. Move around, though, man. That's all you got to do. You ain't made this money, man. Move around. Any upcover or artist or rapper, you know your hometown got a high murder rate. You know people don't like you. They didn't shout at you. This ain't the first time they didn't shout at you. It's like when Tupac got killed. What Biggie say? Man, I just knew he been shot before. I knew he was going to pull through. You can't rebound from everything, bro. And it don't happen that way. Gotta move around. You gotta do something different. I'm going ahead and get in this building, though, man. Y'all be safe. What's up? What's up? Favorite fat boy in the building. It's Friday. Actually, it is Friday. I'm going to cut off work in the parking lot. I'm going to leave right now. Oh, God. So, Friday, 19th. Great things happened this day, 1969. Maxine. Living Single was born in real life. That's the dopest thing. Sad news. I called it. You know, the earlier part of this podcast, that you made it this far in the podcast, I told you Kyle Rittenhouse was going to get off. All charges. Two murders and an assault. Legal weapon possession charge. Everything. Acquitted, innocent, not guilty. We knew it. Nobody that's black, brown, Latino, Mexican, Asian, nobody's surprised at all. And I ain't gonna lie, it's a color white people not surprised either. It's just sad. Goofy, Biden. Well, justice been served. Shut up, stupid. Shut up, stupid. It's sad. It's sad. And then you got these conservative Trump supporters. Like, well, that was supposed to happen. Nope. He's supposed to go to jail. See, he was supposed to take the fall, bro. He's supposed to take the fall. But again, white America does not believe in sacrificing young white men for anything. They don't sacrifice white men. I love all this afterness of the situation. Like, oh, you know, justice been served. No, it wasn't justice. How is it self-defense and you came to the party with a gun? I just want to know that. Please explain to me. I don't understand why we even having these trials when there's a black person dead. Nobody black died. Nobody black died. Kyle Rittenhouse killed three white people that were supporting the Black Lives Matter movement and got off. Got off. I did tweet him out. I told him congratulations on his win. Next time we're gonna hear him is Officer Down. Rittenhouse, Officer Down. And you know what? We all gonna the barbecue's gonna be lit the next day. He deserves that. It's retarded. I can't believe that actually let this boy walk. I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed. Shout out to Amber Ruffin on Peacock. She gave an amazing emotional message. I don't want y'all to ever think that. Young Dolph, Chicago native, Memphis Rage rapper, was gunned down in his second hometown, Memphis, buys cookies. Tom Lackett, buys cookies for one of the local, small businesses in America. Gunned down. Now, talked about this the other day, and I was just going to delete it. I'm not hurt, I'm mad. So the matter is, I had the money that could be there. Why didn't you go somewhere else? Why didn't you do something different? I get it. That's your hood. But the hood has shot at you and tried to take your life, trying to take you away from your babies more than one time. You gotta do something different. T. Grizzly left Detroit. Deshaun left Detroit. All their nativeness and their hometown homage and all their heritage, that's important, that's great. But I need to be able to make sure I'm here as long as possible. And I'm hurting. So I know. I didn't know I was that much of a Dolph fan till yesterday. I didn't know. I listened to a couple songs. But it was like, I know that song. I didn't know that he was on so many tracks that I actually knew. And a couple cats who work just rap talk about it. Just like, man, that's a hurter. That is a hurter. We done lost not one, not two, but five independent, own their own masters, challenging. Generated general wealth, saving their hood rappers. Just like, all this change and ice and flash cars is cool, but let me put some money back in my community. Dying. Dead. Murder. Not even like dying a natural cause. No, caught a flu, didn't slip on no Kool-Aid, and bust their neck, nothing. Gunned down. This is crew season. I guess I'm on episode pros and cons. I'm going to do it.
But Kitty K came out. Kitty K came through.
He went in the last episode. Very short episode. He came through. I started to get it. I got to get it. But anybody that listens to me, I've been silent.
Somebody,
a lot of women don't make it kind of work. You got one or the other. If you
things that make it work. If I can say I got a better looking dude than you, she gonna make it work.
Men have not changed. I just think right now we're at a time where we're being more vocal about how we feel and our emotions. With the rise of Cam and Sam, Cruises, Podcast, Red Pill, Alpha Man, all these doctrine now of how to deal with women and how the male psyche works. What a new area of time, a new phase in time where men are finally coming out of the shadows and being more vocal. But the same thing, there's a lot of things that have not changed. We have not changed. Our policies have not changed. Our mindset have not changed. How we feel, how we operate. Hey, bro, don't fix it. Yeah, I used to think it was a good terminology. It was not. It's horrible. Broke, you can still upgrade and evolve into a higher level of greatness. There's a lot of trash out there. It's some women that you still don't believe men can be sad, men can be depressed, men can need uplifting. It is so freaking hard being a guy. And I get the whole, it's hard being a woman. It's hard being a man. I get it being hard. But you know what though? Mother's Day is number 2 celebrating the holiday in the world. There are government programs still to help women, no matter what stage of faith or level of the game they in. It's somebody that, and hell, if a woman looks at you, there's gonna be a dude out there that wants to be a fucking super saver. I'm just saying, I don't feel bad when it comes to women. Somebody wants to help women. That ain't the same. Y'all go. Something, but nothing that matters. A lot of y'all. Some of y'all can boost the guy around here. A lot of y'all can't fix it. It ain't your level of game. It ain't your place to fix it. It is what it is. It's just too much toxic.
Hold on.
I had to really, like, get my ass. Nah, such a woman. I tell you, I was like, you were being a terrible woman right now. You don't have to wake up to be a bitch. I've said this a couple times in videos I've never published. But I told her this. Like, her son was sad. I'm like, bro, if you need to talk, I'm here for you. I don't have to tell you what I'm going to talk about. You need to talk. You're a young man. It is a big, dumb world that hates you outside. And you need to talk. And he says, I'm sad. I said, all right. You need a little more than tonight. Are you feeling inadequate? Or do you feel like everything's closing up? His birthday's coming up. All this pressure you put on people. He has no idea what he wants to do with his life. Everybody can tell him, kind of. And I said, okay. I asked him first, what does your father say? He don't know. He's still mad at my mom. Get that out of his head. He's a long time. I don't know about that. He can't hear my character. He can't go to college.
School's for this. Really? Yeah. They got tons of schools that have online schools for this. I was like, you can make you are your own business doing stuff like this. Sold me a notebook. And it ain't the fun. He has notebooks. More than like 30 of just beautiful artwork he's creating. I'm like, what you wanna do with it? I'm like, just drawing. I was like, man, show me one book. He had a book of names. Not girls in school, just names. And what they mean was behind them. Why? I was like, bro, you can sell this to a comic book designer. You can sell this, you can make movies. You have a great imagination. He was like, no one's ever sold me. I was like, you ain't never met nobody. I was like, ask not, got not, because you asked me. I saw you looking down. I was just checking in on you. I ain't gonna lie. I get it. And back this mom, I tell him, like, look, lies left. People need hurt to grow. People gotta take some L's to grow. I get it. I ain't mad at you. But that right there is gonna make a picture. There's so many men. Y'all wonder why a lot of these men can't stand women, can't wait to dog out women and everything. Yeah, y'all don't wanna point the finger, but it be their mamas. It's a female somewhere that did something. Yeah, think about it. A person that don't like dogs probably got bit. Probably saw somebody got bit. A person that scared of fire probably saw a fire. Saw somebody get burned. Probably got burned. Something happened. People just don't wake up hating people. Y'all want to say all this downtrodden stuff in their DNA? No, it's not. They are traumatized. Something happened. I told her, you want your son to hate you. You are on the right path. Nobody should want that. I was like, me and my mom bickered silently to the day she died. That's why I'm an advocate for mental health when it comes to young men. Because it's a lot of stuff that never got resolved. And it never can be resolved. You can't move on from everything. Some things are just stuck where it is because that's where it was at. I told her, you can't be like that. You can't keep telling him ain't nothing wrong with him. You don't know. I'll be the first to be like, I don't believe in ADHD. I don't believe in anxiety. I'll be the first to say it. But I'm also the first to be like, maybe I'm wrong. I don't mind being wrong. I wake up every day. I'm wrong. I'm right 90% of the time. I don't want to be. I hate being wrong. No, there's no money in it. There's no joy in it. But tell him. Open up to your kids. You gotta let them ask them some real tough questions. Mind you, I have an 8-year-old doing this. Like my psychologist right now. And I'm back. 11-year-old too. She's like, work hard. You're not happy, I'm not happy. My daughter Ella is like, you're not happy, I'm not happy. I'm very sad. I woke up to bad news today. I'm trying to get on a different grind. Got a whole plan of how I'm going to meet some stuff next year. But I got to get to the bag. And the bags are not what they seem to be right now. It's trash. Trash. I just like my job today. I literally wired a whole cabinet wrong. I had to undo it, unwire it, and switch it. From left to right. Yeah. It was one of the days. I was ready to walk out. I did. I was ready to. I can't do this. Yeah. I have not liked this job. I don't like this job because the training was trash. Dang. There's nothing like you. That's like you going to McDonald's and being trained to work at McDonald's. And then when you get out of training, they take you like, oh, you work at Taco Bell now. Wait a minute. This ain't the same. This ain't that. That's how I feel right now. There's some of the stuff they didn't train us to do in the training. Now I'm on the floor, I'm looking like a goddamn somebody called me selfish the other day. That stick by me. But compromising. Sometimes you gotta talk to the devil to get to some joy. I'm telling you now, don't do it. It ain't working. You ever gotta compromise talking to a rat on anything? Or you gotta deal with suck ass niggas? It is not worth it. I'm gonna keep it a whole bit, which it's not. There's always another way. There's another way to do a bunch of things. You just gotta figure out how you gonna do it. And that's where I'm at right now. I am trying to figure out how to refuse to deal with sucker ass niggas. I refuse to deal with sucker ass females. It's not. I gotta go through you to get to it. I don't get it. I told somebody else, I have money. You gonna deny my money so I can go have to come back to you with the same money. So somebody else, no. I don't want it. Can't get on my terms, which I am stubborn. I realize I'm stubborn. And I gotta have stuff on my terms, and it don't even be like important stuff. It just be like stuff. But I gotta have stuff on my own terms. Cause at the end of the day, I ain't gonna lie. I have been known to throw stuff in faces as it should. I feel like you should have known that you was trash, and I'm just reminding you. I don't like it the other way. I can't wait to pay out this loan I got out. Oh god, I can't wait to pay this loan. I'm at a place of adulthood where paying off bills and paying off people brings me a piece of joy I shouldn't really have in my soul, but yet I do. Here we are. Tell somebody I can't wait to be out your pocket. I shouldn't even be there to begin with. Out your pocket. You are annoying as hell. Anyways, y'all be safe, be cool, stay safe, warm, don't get in trouble, be easy. I love y'all.